financial planning, and not getting scammed. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with a financial expert and author about the warning signs of whether your planner is more of a Bernie Madoff or an actual advisor. That conversation starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Bernie Madoff conned billions of dollars out of people. Big numbers, big headlines. But if it's a smaller number and it's your retirement money and you get scammed, well, the likelihood of it making the headlines are kind of slim, but it doesn't make it hurt any less. Financial advisors, by a huge majority, are legit practitioners of helping families plan for their financial goals. On rare cases, they're con artists. One who has since been put in jail said this when asked how he hooked most of his fish.
I love it when people tell me they can't be conned, because in my mind, they're already halfway there.
Speaking there is a veteran financial planner who has a new book to help those of us would-be victims to avoid being a victim. Here we go.
Bill Francavella, author of The Madoffs Among Us.
The Madoffs Among Us combat the scammers, con artists, and thieves who are plotting to steal your money. Nobody cares about you and your money like you do, right? And these are scary times. Let's just start with the impetus for the book. What brought you to this? What was the creation story?
I have been in the financial services business, Jason, for the better part of 35 years now. And I have to attest to the fact that most financial advisors do the right thing. Their heart's in the right place. But it's always the peripheral individuals, the financial advisors, among others, who are more concerned with their own commissions, with their own personal revenue, and far less concerned with their investors, their clients. And then there are the outright criminals, the people who are conniving and who are scamming to literally take people's money. It's just not fair. Now, do I see it often? Well, I see it often enough where I felt it was incumbent upon me to write about the people whom I refer to as the Madoffs Among Us. Because it's the Bernie Madoff, Jason, who makes the press. And he completely capitalizes on the media for months and months and months. But it's the Madoff next door.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person who you least suspect. That's the people I want to uncover for my audience.
I think that part of this problem is there's an opacity around financial planning where you have to have the trust, right? So how can we kind of like drop that barrier to entry for people?
There is a cursory level of understanding that most people should at least appreciate. And I try to break that down in the most simple terms in the book and throughout my speaking engagements and so on and so forth. It does not have to be daunting. It just doesn't have to be daunting. Most people, Jason, abdicate their responsibility to become self-informed because it's a little weird. Their brain doesn't work the same way mine does, perhaps, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real important point.
Okay, let's say we get somebody out the door and they're like, okay, fine, I've got to find some help here. I understand enough. But I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit and ask you the three types of financial advisors to avoid, right? Because if we know where the pitfalls are, we might be able to better navigate. And then I want to end on something a little more positive, but we've got to watch out for these people.
You bet. The first person is the novice. The young man or young woman who has recently been licensed and doesn't have enough experience or information to properly provide service to an individual. Now, there's an exception to that. If that novice has the advantage of working on a team with more experienced mentors, I'm okay with that. He or she has a backup team. So that's number one. The second person is the person who is highly opinionated, who thinks the Dow Jones and S&P 500 is going to go right through the roof from this point forward. You have to be all in. Let's make as much money as possible. Conversely, the person with the opposite opinion, who says, get out of the market, stay away from stocks. We're going to Hades in a handbasket here. Those two extremes are not solving individual problems. And the final person, the third person, it's the one we really, none of us like. It's the real salesy person. Kind of slick, kind of has one product that's going to solve all your problems.
Right.
Maybe we're invited to a luncheon or a dinner, and we have a little dog and pony show, and at the end they put a hardcore press or a hardcore sale. Oof,
three good archetypes to avoid. It's easier to avoid being a victim, right, than recovering from being a victim. Maybe I want to handle my own accounts and my own money, because like I said at the top, nobody cares about your money as much as you do. Is that an option for people? I mean, not everybody, obviously, but some people might be into that, right?
Absolutely, and I think it's a very viable option. If you feel confident that you can go to a Wealthfront or a Betterment or a Schwab or a Fidelity and you can call your own shots, God love you. Depending on what the charges are, you are going to save some money. Mm-hmm. I will caution people. There was a study that came out sponsored by Dalbar out of Boston, Massachusetts. And they did a study of 30 years, 1983, for the following 30 years. The S&P returned annually 11.11%. Clients who did it themselves got a return of 3.69%.
Oh.
Why is that? And that's net of expenses and everything. Here's the problem. We think we're intelligent enough. We probably are. We're not emotionally mature enough.
Mm.
Because when the market goes up, you know what people do? It's like the Powerball. We want to buy more. We want to buy another ticket. We want to buy more stocks. Greed gets in the way. And likewise, when the market recedes in value, I want to get out. I want to get out. If you are mature enough and intelligent enough, you have a real keen interest and understanding, go for it. I encourage it.
General blanket question for you. You are a certified financial planner. You got 30 years in the biz.
Yeah.
Smart people continue to fall for scams. Why does this continue to happen to us?
There is a gentleman, his name is Simon Lovell. He is reputed as being the con man of the 20th century. He went to prison because of the number of cons that he perpetrated upon unsuspecting individuals. And he was asked, what's the deal? Here's what he said. He said, I love it when people tell me they can't be conned, because in my mind, they're already halfway there. I would ask your audience, Jason, to look in the mirror and say, I can be conned. I'm pretty smart, but I am capable of being conned, number one. Number two, avoid at all costs making a purchase based on emotion.
Mm-hmm.
When something sounds too good to be true, let's take a step back and let's uncover the realities. Let's give it 24 or 48 hours to say, well, this is kind of crazy. Let me go online and figure something out and see what other people's experiences are with this purveyor, with this financial person, with this condition. And lastly, arm yourself with information. Find out more about it. Do your homework. There's ample, ample research online. Do you know what's interesting? I just found this out. And I've done a lot of research over the last couple of years. I'm always surprised at new scams that are coming out. But do you realize that millennials are more susceptible to scams and have been victimized more often than older Americans? Isn't that interesting?
That is.
And the reason being is they're never without their devices. They're always on their devices, and they're always getting new information, a warranty, a guarantee. Here's an opportunity whereby you can pay off your student loan quicker.
Yeah, it's crazy. Got to keep yourself warned. Bill, this is a great book. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate being on your show.
That was Bill Francavilla, author of The Madoffs Among Us, Combat the Scammers, Con Artists, and Thieves Who Are Plotting to Steal Your Money. There's a link to Bill's book and some other financial planning resources in the show story for this week. Check it out at KGORadio.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you liked the stories as much as we liked putting them together. And if you heard some bumper music you like, those links are at facebook.com/TechonomicsRadio. I'm also on the Twitters. I'm at KGO Jason. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. Thanks for listening and have great weeks, everybody.